This is Amazing Performances. Get ready to start your day with Special K. And now, from the 1010 KXXT studios, here's your host, Kevin Pecos.
Welcome to another Amazing Performance Radio broadcast. It's Monday, November 10th, and you're listening to KJ52 in the background. That'll be our music for the show today. What's going on, Mark?
Hey there, Kevin. How are you doing on this brisk, chilly Monday morning?
This is actually probably one of the worst winter days we will have all year, unless it's windy.
Yes, it's a little chilly, but it sure beats the heat, doesn't it?
Yes, we live in the land of a 10-month summer, a 2-month winter, and a 3-day chill.
Are we in that chill right now, or is winter still to come, or what's the deal?
No, we normally have about a 3-day period where you have to wear a jacket. You actually need one.
Yeah. I think we're there right now. I wore my jacket today, so.
And then you are just a big sissy.
After the hot summer, I guess I've been sissy-ized.
Of course, if you walk to work, I've been down in your neighborhood, it gets pretty windy up there, so it gets pretty chilly. So.
Yeah, it was windy, chilly, you know, a few goosebumps here and there waiting for the bus, but other than that, you know, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, well, you're my cohort, Mark Air Johnson, and together, we're the new voice for morning radio in Arizona. We bring you the good news of people in sports, everyday life, and entertainment, which have become one and the same. Don't you agree?
I agree. They are one and the same, very exciting, both of them equally.
And we are the most listened to radio talk show in the morning in the state of Arizona.
That's a fact.
That's right. Just ask.
Yes.
And we also want to remind everybody that today is the future. Is it the future you hoped for? And since mine is, I want to say hello to the people that make that possible and make it great. Say hello to Dana, to Jamie, Jeremiah, Mom, Kip and the family, Jack in a 4-pack. And just because Kenny enjoys it so much, to the dork, which is Jack. You got to do that. You know, it's not very often you get to tick off your brother on the air every day, 6 days a week.
But it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Hey, what's he going to do about it?
Yeah, it's your show, so what's he going to say?
He can't even get here. He's working, so tough luck. Reminder, too, we are on the air 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8:30 for Amazing Performance Radio, which you are listening to now, and Saturday night, 8 to midnight, for ASPN, the Arizona Sports Network broadcast. And you can find our web pages and listen online worldwide by going to azfl.com and clicking on the links for each of the shows there. You'll find links to our guests, our stories, features, photos, the best in sports and entertainment, also local sports, high school, college, and the pros. And we have had a plethora of great guests on, all the way from, you know, PBR, professional bull riders, to book authors, and it just, the list just keeps growing. I think we have an author who has given our listeners a free download, T.J. Hoisington, which is available by going to azfl.com. He wrote a best-selling book, If You Think You Can. And we've got just a ton of great people that have been on and more coming, so we encourage you to listen. I think we're going to have a... Today, we're getting back in a groove on the Who Said It. So if you're ready, let's do that.
The Who Said It, and we are ready.
It's time now for Who Said This?
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I know. Timing's off. That's all right. The winter threw me off, by the way. We got a bunch of chihuahuas, and we just put them outside. They're not happy about being outside.
Chihuahuas need sweaters when you put them out in the cold like this.
Well, ours won't wear them. They eat them.
Oh, but, okay.
Yes, it's a treat. This is the quote. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us.
Wow.
Any idea who said that?
Wow. George Washington?
Not quite. He could have, though.
Yeah.
The author of that quote was Oliver Wendell Holmes.
And that was Who Said This? This. Or is it Who Said That? It's not my show. I just read this stuff.
Did you have another comment to make there?
That's fine. I was going to say, if you're under the age of 35, he is not a rap star, so don't go looking for him in your collection. there seems to be a great gap in I mean, Cliff Notes used to be the rage when you're in college and high school, even sometimes.
Right.
To study, and one of our guests, James J. O'Donnell, even agreed that that's almost too much for a college student, you know, at the highest level of the universities to use. It's too much study, and they're, what, about a half an inch, quarter inch thick, if that. And so you just don't know what kind of information that we're getting today, even in college and high school, for the young people, and who the great authors were and the innovators.
Yeah, well, in college these days, they're quoting the rap stars, I hear.
Or country music stars, or the 75-year-old rock and roll stars from the Presley era.
Yeah. Mick Jagger and all them.
It truly is amazing, but we get most of our news via 30-second spots on everything, and I still think it's kind of a kick. But, there's some great things to be learned from what was done before and what was said. I don't know if you were paying attention or not, because if you're a big race car fan, but they had the PIAR here, and it was a pretty big deal. I mean, geez, Louise, Jimmy Johnson is closing in on his third consecutive title now, because he took it at PIAR. It's they race until dark. I mean, that's crazy.
Wow.
Now all he has to do is finish 36 or better. In Florida, and he'll get a record tire and third consecutive NASCAR Chase Championship. That's pretty amazing. Of course, if you've been watching NASCAR this year, there's a good chance that 36 is achievable, and there's a good chance that he might just be in the junkyard. So, I'm not even sure what the possibilities are there. But quite an event out there, and it's predicted things are just going to get more exciting for that. But and then, of course, we've got the big news in football, of course, is the U of A is on their way, for sure, on the way to a bowl game. ASU can still get there. They have to win out. But the big game for us is going to be the Territorial Cup. And it's going to be very interesting to see how that all goes and plays out. In our state, that's going to be a U of A versus ASU is going to be a pretty fun game to be at.
And if they don't get the Territorial Cup, they get the Athletic Cup?
Mark.
No comment?
You stay in your own turf.
All right.
You're the music guy. I do want to remind everybody, too, that tomorrow we have a great show. And if you have anybody who's ever had to deal with, or you have friends or relatives who've had issues with anorexia and such, which you know could be life-threatening, we have a guest on tomorrow who's been battling that for 20 years, and she's now published a book, Jen Cameron Jenkins, called The Vanishing Point. And we will be discussing it tomorrow. She'll be on the phone with us and going over that in great detail. It's a very serious issue. We did the mental health series where we had the group intervening at the high school level looking for the signs to preempt and stop any teen suicide. And there's just a lot going on in the world today that, I mean, we have all the things we can talk about that you see in the newspaper, but you don't have to look far to the left or to the right to find somebody that you know that's in your life every day that literally is begging. It's just begging for prayer and help and hope. And that's sort of why we started this show, Amazing Performances, because it's not about, you know, race car drivers and football players and just that, movie actors, and things like that. It's about our neighbors, Mark, you and I, and the people we know.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
And my wife and I actually saw a really great DVD this weekend, and I'm going to talk about it after the break, but it's called Second Chance, The Second Chance, and it stars Michael W. Smith and Jeff Obafemi Carr, and it's the name of the movie comes from the name of the church that they featured, which was The Second Chance. But it was a pretty amazing show, and it's one of those that kind of, there's so many movies being produced, it slipped under the radar. But it's like Facing the Giants and the rest, Fireproof, you're going to want to see this. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that and some more occurrences that were pretty amazing in sports around the valley. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Nobody will find out the way everyone thinks that everything is fine now. At home, things are messed up with mom and dad. And at school, all my friends stab me in the back. No one is real anymore. I hate the way they act. There's so many things that I wish I had. So
Attention, weekend warriors. Tired of chasing people in shorts and pulling flags in a game they call football? Don't you just want to knock the snot out of that loudmouth player? Put on the pads and do it. Knock him down, knock him out, and play real football. Be a man. Play a man sport. The Arizona Football League has tackle teams from around the state playing every Saturday through May. If you are 18, can get your own equipment, or if you're under 18 and can get a note from your folks, you can play too. If you have the guts, get in the game. Call 1-800-877-AZFL or visit us at www.azfl.com.
Heaven's Next, serving businesses and Christian organizations through web design, hosting, and development, streamlining your organization through programming and web-driven database applications. If you need help increasing your web presence, check us out today at www.heavensnext.com. That's www.heavensnext.com. Heaven's Next.
We are talking with Kevin Pecos, host of Amazing Performances and the Arizona Sports Network. Kevin, advertising on this program will not only give you on-air exposure, but on the web as well, correct?
Yeah. If you actually just use the title of the two radio shows, but let's say Amazing Performances, if you just type that in on Google, whether they pull up a million pages or 10 million pages, we're generally in the top six or seven. Just based on two words, Amazing Performances. Now, because of the internet, they cannot help but see an increase in their ad being seen and the visibility increasing with a dynamic interaction with the live radio broadcast and the internet.
Kevin, if someone wants to advertise on this program, how do they get a hold of you?
It's real simple. You can go directly to azfl.com and you can email us there, or you can call me directly at 602-570-1051.
That's 602-570-1051. Attention seniors, when the whistle blows for the last time on your high school football career and you're not going to play in college right away, then stay in the game with the Arizona Football League. The AZFL is an amateur club league, so you keep your eligibility, plus you stay on film and can be seen by colleges. Since we began in 1995, more than 150 have returned to college. Teams are playing statewide for the 2008 season right now. If you're at least 18 years old and have your own equipment, then contact us at 1-800-877-AZFL or visit us at www.azfl.com. Stay in the game.
Just one MC and one DJ. We're going to break it on down in the old school way. So just rock with it. Just rock with it.
Well, Mark.
We're back.
We are back. I'll tell you what, there's some of the best music in the world on the planet today, from every genre, from, I'm talking heavy metal, to punk rock, ska, to country, to gospel. You can find it all on the labels that produce Christian music. That soundtrack we're listening to, KJ52, is gospel music. And, you know, there's nothing, absolutely nothing outside the kingdom you have to ever go to.
No, it's all within the kingdom. And you know what I found? I have found that comparing the two, as I have throughout the past years, the Christian music overall is better. You just need to know where to look for it.
You need to want to as well. Peer pressure is a horrible thing. And I know there's a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that, you know, we love our country. We love our, you know, our rock and roll, whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying that there is some great stuff out there, and it's just awesome music. And with the internet, it's even easier to find. But we're going to start featuring that every show, an album, a different artist, 6 days a week, so people can get a listen to the different kinds there are and what it sounds like. And you would totally be amazed. And you're going to amaze as we go through it. We're going to also deal with the music history and tell people how many of some of the biggest stars in the world, from all levels of music, from jazz to country music, through rap, through rock, they got their start in gospel and church choirs. And
a lot of them end up going back to gospel towards the end of their career. They come out with gospel albums.
A lot of them never left it. I mean, you know, it's a job's a job. If you're a fireman, you can't become a fireman at 20 years old and then say, oh, I don't like the way they run things, and then stop being that. You're a fireman or a police officer or a doctor or a lawyer. They're musicians, so they sing the music that pays the bills. But they don't leave their roots. I mean, it's not like... Sometimes in the Christian community or in the church community, they separate them and say, well, you can't have this and that. You have to be something else. Well, music's a job. You know, I mean, don't you think it's like going to work? They got to do that. That's what their talent is. That's what their gift is.
Yes, but their gospel roots still do tend to have an effect on the lyrics that they sing, though. I think they keep them kind of cleaner.
That's true to some extent, and we have actors and entertainers who are in. I have some friends who produce movies and direct movies, and there are some movies that have some really raw stuff in them, and they have some language in them because that's the language that happens in the situations they're filming. And
that's true.
And it's just the way it is. Life is life, and sometimes life's ugly and mean, and sometimes it's hard. And the only way you can tell the truth about it is to tell it in truthful words. And there's a lot of amazing, talented performers on the regular stages right now singing that have never left their gospel roots. You know, and it's just that's their job. And sometimes we forget that. We expect more than we should from people. We put them on a pedestal that doesn't even exist for us. I mean, how many times do you and I find ourselves wanting to throw something through a TV screen or through a window or drive somebody over in traffic, you know?
I've only done the TV screen thing once in my life.
I've never done it. But believe me, I'd wanted to. I think we're gonna make sure the tracks get played. And as we progress, we're going to get some of these artists on from both sides of the fence, so to speak, that are going to talk about their career in music. There's a lot of up-and-coming stars that are just so talented and they have chosen to make their career music, but because they love gospel so much, they cannot walk away from it. They're going to make their career in that genre entirely. Again, that's not that anybody else is wrong. It's just that I'm very impressed that they're going to do it. It's a little harder. You know, the big tickets aren't there. But
I admire them most personally. I really do.
Yeah, well, you got to admire anyone who's going to take the talent God gave them and go out and use it at their utmost. Because it's not an easy place to walk, and there's a lot people. You know, as much as we're trying to promote people and tell them, hey, amazing performances is about the great successes of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. For every time we say that, there's 10 people in their life saying that they can't, they shouldn't, there should be failures and they're bums. You know, our voice needs to be stronger than that. So. It's talent is talent, and if we ever want them to share it in the way the Lord meant it, we're going to have to keep encouraging them and lifting them up, and that includes our politicians, our actors, and our singers. And it's a little difficult sometimes because we want to draw battle lines. There's really no need. We can appreciate them for what they are. We all get in trouble. We just all don't get in trouble on TV. So, I mean, sometimes it's a bit unfair. I mentioned a movie called The Second Chance. It's on DVD. In fact, I actually got it at Blockbuster and the 99 Cent Rec, which is like 80% of the store now, which is great. I mean, they're competing with the online stuff, so they do some really great deals. And it's called The Second Chance. And if you want a movie that's along the lines of Facing the Giants or Fireproof, it's pretty awesome. One of the actors, Michael W. Smith, is a world-renowned recording artist, and he did an amazing job as an actor, which, you know, I was a little surprised that he was good. He's convincing, and sometimes singers and stuff cross over into acting, and they're just storyboard characters, and it's obvious, but he did a good job.
I've seen that movie, and that is one fantastic movie.
It is. It really is. It's about a transition between the old and the new in the inner city and the wealth of the churches in the new parts of town and the going back to the roots of the man who founded this church in the inner city. So you're going to want to check that out if you get a chance. It's a pretty awesome story. But we want to remind people, too, one of our sponsors for the show is the Arizona Football League. And one of the reasons we started this league, my wife and I help run it, and we've got about 14 owners that are just awesome, and we're all in it for one reason, and that is to promote the people and lift them up that play the game. And if there's young people out there that want to go to college, and they've lost their opportunity just because of the fact that it's a numbers game. We help kids get to college every year, and that's one of our major goals. That's the reason we started it. The story behind our motto, which is keeping the dream alive, is an interesting story in itself, but we're going to actually put that together with some guests and some interview formats where we explain how I got the title, the slogan put together, because I actually borrowed it. It transitioned or came to life when I was studying Dr. Martin Luther King and some of his books and some of the people that wrote about him. And this is back in the late 80s, early 90s when we did this. We came up with Keeping the Dream Alive. So it's and now with our new president and stuff, it's like, wow, this is what a country, huh?
What a country.
An opportunity to go so many different places and do so many great things. for so many people now. So I think that story needs to be told as well. But the Arizona Football League, you can get there by going to azfl.com. It is club football. If you've got young people that are juniors and seniors in high school and mom and dad will sign for them and give the waivers, they can play in the league. Typically, it's 18 and older. But it's club ball. You have to have your own football equipment. We play from January through May. There's teams in Flagstaff, Prescott Valley, Tucson, Sierra Vista, and Casa Grande as well, all over Phoenix. It's 11-man full padded tackle, 15th season. And some of the spots, you get to hear some of the people who have played in our league that are alumni, which we're fortunate to have in. But there's always room for coaches, players, staff members. And it's a recreational adult club league, and it's a blast. I mean, the guys have fun. I mean, what a better time to have the opportunity to put the pads on it, and when the pressure's on, just go out there and what a release valve, man, just to be able to find somebody and knock the snot out of them.
Just let it all out.
Yeah. I mean, how many places can you do that without getting in trouble?
Not many.
No. And the nice thing about it is that there's a statistic that we mention over and over, and it's sinking in slowly, but it's the only sport in America, tackle football, that does not have an intermediate source of competition that lets you play between high school and college or between high school and the pros, where scouts for college and scouts for pros will still evaluate you. You start playing football at 6 and 8 years old, get to high school, you're a senior, and in this state, 3,000 seniors graduate, less than 7% will ever again play tackle football on an organized level. They retired by force out of the game for the rest of their life. But if you play softball, tennis, track, swimming, badminton, you name it, there will be some level you can play at the AAU or something that you can continue and still go from that level up back into college and can be considered a valid option for those people recruiting. And that's what it's about. I mean, the movie The Chance, the Arizona Football League, Keeping the Dream Alive, the guests we have on the show, there's all the central theme there. And we're trying to let people know that there's a lot of clutter in our world today. Sometimes we have to turn some of it off, pull the plug, and throw it out of our house in order to see what we really have as options, because our imagination has been ripped out of our lives, and people just tell us what to think via all the mediums we have. So I think we got some great opportunities here. But, I mean, what you're doing, Mark, I've been working with you now since February, and together we've been able to do a lot of good things.
Yes, absolutely. Fun and games.
I couldn't do it without your help. So I do want to remind people, too, that Spanky Spangler has a huge golf tournament coming up in 2 weekends. And all you got to do to find out about it, and because there's a big discount if you call and say you heard it on our show, is go to azfl.com and click on the logo for Spanky Spangler. He's been on our webpage since he started his website. Spanky Spangler is, of course, one of the world's greatest stuntmen. And his golf tournament, like I said, it's in 2 weeks. And it's going to be a huge event. It's a shotgun start at the Vistal. And we want everybody to check that out if you want to golf. It's perfect weather for it. He's going to have some major stars there. I do believe Frank Cush, former ASU coach, is going to be there, among others. Harmon Killebrew. So it's going to be a great day for that. So just a ton of great stuff happening in the area and in Arizona. But we want you to check out azfl.com for the football. If you have a friend, then we want you to tell them about it. Go check it out. It's there for young people. It's there for guys who are, if you're 27, 28, 29, 30, and you thought your career was over, come out and play. If you want to go to college and you're 28 and you have a plan, we have the resources to help you finish that, even if you're married with kids. Don't give up on it. It's still doable. It's still viable. What do you think, Mark? Anything we left out?
I think that it's cool that with the AZFL, your dreams can stay alive.
Yeah, that's the plan, man. Got to keep that going. But like I recommend, again, that you go to azfl.com, look up Spanky Spangler down at the bottom, scroll down, check out his website, find out a little more about who he is, about his golf tournament, and also check out ASPN and Amazing Performances. You go to Amazing Performances, you can actually get the archived interviews and shows from our most recent guests, as well as website on how to get to their information and get their products, their stuff, into your life. And I think we're near the end, Mark.
Yes, we are. The time's running out here.
All right. Well, I'm your host, Kevin Pecos, reminding you that today is the future. Make sure the last thing you said to those you love is the one thing you want them to remember for eternity. See you tomorrow.
Larger than life. Bigger than big. It's not a Jumbotron or a Megatron. It's
a Gigatron. That's right, a Gigatron. See your special event bigger than life on a giant LED TV, viewable even in direct sunlight. Let us drive our Gigatron to your event and drive up the excitement. Log on to GigatronTV.com or call 602-881-0967. What do professional football players Shia Burley of the Arizona Rattlers and Deuce Latuhi of the Arizona Cardinals have in common? Well, they both played in the Arizona Football League. The Arizona Football League is amateur club football at its finest. 11-man, full contact, knock the slobber out of each other football. Players 18 and over are playing every Saturday. Teams come from all over the state for games from January through May each year and have since 1995. The Arizona Football League, the place where keeping the dream alive is why we're here for you. Get in the game. Call 1-800-887-AZFL or visit us at www.azfl.com.